Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Soul in the City. I'm your co-host Tabitha and your host Linda.
Hi.
Today we have a lot of topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about being still with God and breathing and meditation. I hope that you all last week who all participated in the Burning Bowl ceremony, I hope you all had a positive change for the week and noticed some differences in your lives. I sure have. The Burning Bowl ceremony is on archive, and you can go back and if you'd like to participate in that, you can go back and listen. All of our shows are actually archived, so if you would like to listen to any show that you would like to, feel free to do so. And if you have any comments, you can email us, and we can respond and support. Well, today we're going to get started talking about being still and know that I am God from Psalms 46:10. You know, God's people are commanded to be still in this verse. The imperative gives a solemn duty to those in covenant relationship with God. Israel in the Old Testament, but today it is given to Christians in Galatians 3:26-29. What does it mean when God's own are commanded to be still? The injunction is not given to restrict the mobility of God's people. The duty represents a spiritual disposition that ought to characterize those whom God's unfailing promises have been given. The word translated be still comes from the term Hebrew term. The word is found in various forms in Old Testament and different shades of meaning. It refers to which is slack or to let drop, or in some instances, to be disheartened or weak. When used of a person as opposed to an innate object, it often has a negative connotation. Interestingly, be weak is here commanded. In other texts, those who let their hand drop from work are condemned. Those who are disheartened commanded to take courage. In context, where be still is condemned, we find that certain obligations were being neglected and God's people were admonished to take initiative to fulfill their duty. And that was some quotes from Jason Jackson. I was reading some articles on being still, and I found some of the things very interesting. You know, sometimes, you know, as I stated before on previous shows, sometimes we listen to God, and when we close off the prayer, we say, amen. But maybe God wanted to talk, you know, and had some things he wanted to say. You know, when you close it off and you say, amen, he feels that you're done. You know, and sometimes you just have to be still and listen to him and know that he is God. And, you know, because he has a lot of things sometimes he wants, you know, he has to say to you. Listen to your own voice, your own soul. Too many people listen to the noise of the world instead of themselves. And that's a quote by Leon Brown. The benefits of, I'm going to talk about a lot of different aspects of being still and breathing for your health. It's a lot of reasons, you know, being still to be there with God. It's a lot of benefits from meditation and breathing and just being still. Right now, I would like for you to, if you want, you can light a candle. We have candles lit. We're going to play a little soft music in the back so that you can kind of relax and get in a zone, because this is going to be an active show today. We're going to do breathing techniques. We're going to teach you a couple of those. We're going to give you a few minutes to be still. We're going to teach you meditation. So we have a lot of activity during this show, so we're going to try to get our minds settled and kind of get our minds focused and kind of relax in a relaxation state so we can better understand and learn how to do these different techniques, because it's very beneficial to your life, your health, and basically to everyone. Right now, I want you to just take a deep breath, just breathe in, hold it for a few seconds, and let it out. Breathe in. Hold and let it out. If you notice your body becomes a little more relaxed after you breathe in and you breathe out. You know, when you're going through so many things in life, life is so fast-paced now. And we don't take the time to really just sit down and be still, meaning no phone, no computer, no TV, just by yourself, just being still, just sitting there. You know, just like a computer needs to be rebooted. Sometimes your mind has to be rebooted. You have to let it to take deep breaths and let and just relax and breathe. And it helps so much when you do that. It calms your nerves. And breathing, I'm going to give you a couple of little more exercises here we want to try to do. The stimulating breath, also called the bellows breath. The stimulating breath is adapted from the yoga breathing technique, which is really good. It is aimed to raise vital energy and increase alertness. And what you're going to do is you're going to inhale, and you're going to exhale rapidly through your nose, keeping your mouth closed but relaxed. Now we're going to try that. Inhale, exhale rapidly through your nose, keeping your mouth closed but relaxed. Your breath in and out should be equal in duration, but as short as possible. This is a noisy breathing exercise. And I'm going to repeat that. Your breathing in and out should be equal in duration, but as short as possible. This is a noisy breathing exercise. Try 3 in and out breath cycles per second. This produces a quick movement of the diaphragm, suggesting a bellows breath, normally after each cycle. Do not do for more than 15 seconds on your first try. Each time you practice the stimulating breath, you can increase your time by 5 seconds or so until you reach a full minute. Okay? Now, I'm going to repeat that. You're going to inhale and exhale rapidly through your nose, keeping your mouth closed but relaxed. You're breathing in and out should be equal in duration, but as short as possible. This is a noisy breathing exercise. Try 3 in and out breath cycles per second. This produces a quick movement of breath diaphragm, suggesting a bellows breath normally after each cycle. Do not do this more than 15 seconds on your first try. Each time you practice stimulating breath, you can increase your time by 5 seconds or so until you reach a full minute. Now, if you do this properly, you will feel comparable to a heightened awareness you feel after you get a good workout. You should feel the effort at the back of the neck, the diaphragm, the chest, and the abdomen. Try this breathing exercise the next time you need an energy boost and you feel yourself reaching for a cup of coffee. Okay? Now we have another exercise. It's the 4, 7, and 8. It's a relaxing breath exercise. This exercise is utterly simple, takes almost no time, requires no equipment, and can be done anywhere. Although you can do the exercise in any position, sit with your back straight while learning the exercise. Place the tip of your tongue against the ridge of the tissue just behind the upper front teeth. Place the tip of your tongue against the ridge of tissue just behind the upper front teeth and keep it there through the entire exercise. You will be exhaling through your mouth around your tongue. Try touching your lips slightly if this seems awkward. Exhale completely through your mouth. Make a whooshing sound. Close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a mental count of four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. Exhale completely through your mouth, making a whoosh sound to a count of eight. This is one breath. Now inhale again and repeat the cycle three more times for four breaths. Note that you always inhale quietly through your nose and exhale loudly through your mouth. The tip of your tongue stays in position the whole time. Exhaling takes twice as long as inhaling. The absolute time you spend on each phase is not important. The ratio is 4-7-8 is important. If you have trouble holding your breath, speed up the exercise. But keep the ratio 4-7-8. With practice, you can slow it down and get used to inhaling and exhaling more and more deeply. This exercise is a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. Unlike tranquilizing drugs, which is often effective when you first take them but lose their power over time, this exercise, when you try for the first time, it gains power with repetition and practice. Do it at least twice a day. You cannot do it too frequently. Do not do more than four breaths at one time for the first month of practice. And once you develop this technique, you will always have it. And it's good to help you with falling asleep if you're having a hard time falling asleep. So we're going to try this 4, 7, and 8, and I'm going to talk you through it again so you can get a better effect of how to do it. Okay,
and I'm doing it too.
Place the tongue at the place the tip of your tongue against the ridge of the tissue behind your upper front teeth. And I'm going to read it through because if I'm trying to do that, it's going to be hard for me to to give you the instructions on how to do it. And keep it there through the entire exercise. You'll be exhaling through your mouth, around your tongue, trap, pursuing your lips slightly if it seems awkward. Okay, now, put the tongue, the roof, behind the teeth, the upper teeth, and keep it there. You will exhale through your mouth, around your tongue. Try swing your lips if it seems awkward. Exhale completely through with a whooshing. I'm going to make that whooshing sound. Close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a mental count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath for a count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale completely through your mouth, making a whooshing sound to count of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is one breath. Now inhale again and repeat the cycle three more times for a total of four breaths. And these breathing exercises are to help you with energy. The first one was for energy. The second one was for if you're having trouble trying to sleep. There's so many benefits to breathing exercises. And before I start to be still, I do a couple of breathing exercises. and I began to be still. Terry Spearman, he wrote, "Be still in the stillness, and you will know I am." I am is not known through mental comprehension, faith, or belief. I am is known through the stillness of divine breath. I am is not experienced through dogmatic teaching, information, or education programs of any kind. It is not known through repetitive affirmations. It is experienced through your own divine breath, but not from belief or faith in breath. It is a choice to allow yourself to actually begin to breathe in tune with your own soul. You have to breathe and become one. When you're breathing, you're becoming one. You're becoming one with God, with the Holy Spirit. It is all things, for it is the breath of all that is. It is within and without all things. You are your own breath of light. You can be your own breath of light. To breathe is to invite everything that no longer serves you to come forward into light of your soul and for resolution and dedicated being indeed. It takes one who is brave and dedicated to the truth of his and her own life and beingness. Be still and know. And I thought that was really good because sometimes we have so much going on that we are not we're not centered. And when we have so much going on, we look at things from a different realm. And I think when you learn to be still and have a calmness about yourself, you can focus so much better on so many things that you have going on in life. 80% of the Western, today 85% of humans only breathe out of one nostril at a time. Even more interesting is that the pattern of switching from breathing out of one nostril to the other happens in a cynical fashion. With about 4 hours or so between each switch typically, although this can vary from person to person and vary based on your bodily position and nasal congestion. Even more interesting is that depending on your nostril, you are predominantly breathing out of any given moment. It seems to greatly affect your body and your brain. David Hiske was researching for a study. For instance, a study in 1988 showed that breathing through your right nostril significantly increases blood glucose levels, while breathing through your left nostril has the opposite effect. It is speculated from this that abnormal nasal cycles, such as breathing through your right nostril for many years without a switch, may be one cause of diabetes. Another study in 1993 showed that when you are breathing through your right nostril, you will use significantly more oxygen than when breathing through your left. Yet another study published in 1994 showed that when you are breathing through your left nostril, the right hemisphere of your brain will be more active or dominant, and vice versa when you are breathing through your right nostril. This can be a handy thing to know, as right hemisphere of your brain is your creative imagination side, while the left side of your brain is your logical side. So forcing breathing through one nostril or the other actually affects the way you think at any given moment. Even though switching happens naturally in a cynical fashion, you can affect it in more ways than just plugging one nostril or the other to force breathing through the one you want. If you lay down on one side or the other after around 12 to 15 minutes, the tissue in the nostril on that side will begin to swell up and the other side will decrease its swelling. So that if you are lying on your left side, your right nostril will open up and your left nostril would close. It is thought that the nasal cycle could be the reason that when you sleep on your side, you will often switch sides throughout the night at a very regular interval. Even if you weren't in the slightest bit uncomfortable, it could just be that your body needs to switch nostrils it is breathing out of so you can feel the urge to roll over to your other side while you sleep. I thought that was interesting because
that is.
Alternate nostril breathing techniques are very important. You know, a lot of us really don't know how the proper way to breathe. And that's why we're here tonight, to try to show you different breathing techniques and different meditations to help yourself for various reasons. Close to 80% of Western population breathes incorrectly, with habits such as breathing through your mouth instead of having noticeable breathing during rest. Your nose is the only organ able to properly prepare the air you breathe. Mouth breathing leads to over-breathing, chronic hype levels, reduce blood circulation, and narrowing the airways. Now, I'm going to repeat that again because sometimes a lot of people, you really don't realize your breathing patterns. And when you breathe through your mouth, it leads to over-breathing, chronic hype levels, reduced blood circulation, and narrowing of the airways. Mouth breathing and results in over-breathing alleviates your blood pressure and heart rate and worsens asthma, allergies, and brain and other organs of optimal oxygen. Overbreathing and hyperventilation during exercise can lead to reduced performance and can also cause heart problems, even if you have none of usual cardiac risk factors. The lungs are the primary source of energy level. They extract oxygen from the air we breathe, primarily on exhale, because air exhaled through the nose creates back pressure. And one exhales, it slows the air escape so the lungs have more time to extract proper oxygen, carbon dioxide exchange, and blood will be maintained a pH balance. If carbon dioxide is lost too quickly, as in breathing in the mouth, from the nerves that regulate breathing in the nasal passage, the inhale air passage through the nasal mucus that controls breathing. Mouth breathing bypasses the nasal mucus and makes regular breathing difficult. During sleep, breathing can lead to serious condition called, guess what it is, sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea, yes.
And heart conditions. So, you know, a lot of us need to practice more instead of breathing through our mouth, breathing through our nose and holding the nostrils, left nostril for a few minutes, 3 seconds, then holding the right nostril, breathing in and out to release so you can get that circulation going and help your heart and so many other, and prevent diabetes and so many other aspects of that. To breathe is to live. We can survive for weeks without food, for days without water, but only minutes without breath. Breathing is a master key to the self-healing. When we learn about respiration in Western health sciences, we are informed about anatomy and physiology and respiration system along with most common diseases of the respiratory system. But little is discussed about the dynamics of methods of breathing well to maximize the efficiency of these systems. Excuse me. Ancient Eastern medicine, however, provides detailed practical advice regarding breath work. With exercises and methods for improving and maintaining health via proper respiration, In the Orient, breathing is regarded both as a science and an art. China has Qigong, and each acknowledges the nutrition, both physical and spiritual, provided by air through breathing is even more vital to health and longevity than provided by food and water through digestion. These benefits of breathwork include centering the mind, being more efficient at work, dealing more positively with life changes, because we are going to have life changes as long as we live. We're going to have those. And the best part is that it is easy to do. It requires very little time, no equipment, regular practice for just a few minutes. A day will create real changes in energy levels, sleep patterns, and circulation. Out of all the spiritual practices I know, breath work is the easiest, least time-consuming, and more rewarding. This is truly a low-tech, low-cost method to higher states of health and wellness that we can do and experience ourselves. And now I'm going to turn it over to Linda. She's going to talk a little bit about meditation.
All righty. I got a lot out of that, Tabitha. That was great to learn about breath work. And, you know, for the really traditional Christians, you know, some techniques, to me, all God gives us information. And sometimes we have to be open at it. It may come from a different area, but it's still good. A lot of the breathing techniques come from the East. But to me, breathing is essential, and it's what God gave us. The Holy Spirit, pneumo, means breath. So that's the breath of life. And so we need to learn how to breathe. We, especially African Americans, we have so many health conditions. And if we learn these techniques to keep us healthy, mind, body, and spirit, we're a whole system like the Holy Spirit. We need to learn mind, body systems to keep us healthy, whole, and we can't even complete what we got to do for the kingdom if we're not healthy. So I'm talking about meditation today. Yeah, girl, and I think we need to. You know, I'm on that health kick. I'm trying to do better. Trust me, it is a journey for me, journey for all of us. But we're going to be doing things on the show. We're going to be talking about health and weight loss and prayer. We really want to encourage you to be powerful in God so that we all can do what we need to do for the kingdom of God. So going on to meditation, meditation is really just the quieting of the mind. As Tabitha spoke another scripture, be still and know that I am God. You know, that is that second part of prayer that we've often talked about on the program, where you pray and then you listen. And during this, after kind of give you some information about meditation, we're going to even do that. We're going to say a brief prayer and take just maybe 2 or 3 minutes just to see what God is saying to you. And if you have a pen or a piece of paper by you, write down what you're hearing. So many people say they don't hear from God, but are you still enough to listen and hear from God? You do. It's that mind-to-mind connection. I call it your God mind. It's God speaking through your mind, and you have to relieve yourself of the clutter in your mind to hear God. I'm getting a little echo, I think, a little bit, so excuse the echo. The next thing is, what is meditation? Let's talk about that. What is meditation? Meditation is a state of thoughtless awareness, where basically you're clearing out your thoughts. It's a state that produces this thoughtless awareness, and it's a state that produces peace when your mind is calm. You know, they're doing a lot of studies on meditation in the medical field. And what they're finding, it was a study done by John Hopkins, but if you go through the internet, you can find lots of studies on meditation and mindfulness. And they're finding that even a half an hour, Tab, you might have to turn down your radio a little bit because I'm really hearing a lot of buzz, and it might be me. you'll hear that even if you do a half an hour of meditation, that it helps to relieve anxiety, depression, and bring you to a state of well-being. Well-being meaning that, you know, all your body systems are in a a state of functioning properly. The purpose of meditation, it's used for its calming and healing of the physical, emotional person. And it decreases the stress, as we said. And it's also used to experience levels of higher consciousness. And most meditative techniques are passive, meaning that you have to be in a state of allowing. Even to hear God, you have to sit quietly and passively give it up, whatever you're doing, your thoughts, the little thoughts that come through. You think them, but you allow them to pass through and go, so that you can really hear God, so that you can calm yourself down, so that you can concentrate on what it is you need to do. And just some helpful tips for beginners who are trying to start to meditate. Here's some little helpful tips. One, establish a regular practice. And to me, early in the morning is my best time to just quiet myself. I call it, you know, it's still the same thing, quiet time, soaking time, and we're going to talk about soaking a little bit too during this. But establish a regular time or practice, whether that be in the early morning or late in the evening, just establish a regular time. And if you can't, you know, be still or doing, start with 5 minutes. Start with 3 minutes if you have to, and build yourself up. Begin your day with a short morning meditation. It helps you to focus, get it done. You can even, if you're having a problem or you need to solve something, quiet yourself and ask and say a small prayer, God, help me with this. You just listen, and you'll get the steps of what you need to do. Open up, be still, and know. Open up during the meditation and allow yourself to be just an open, willing system or vessel. Establish the quality of forgiveness within. You know, and we talk about these things during the program. You know, you have to forgive yourself and forgive others, even during that meditation, because sometimes those thoughts come back. You know, I should have said this, or da-da-da. Let all that stuff go. Forgive yourself, whatever you come up with, and forgive others. Meditation really is about letting go and letting God. You know, just allow yourself to be, as they say, for this moment. Try to have regular foot soaks. I know that sounds funny before your evening meditation, but that allows you to even get into a better state of relaxation. Leave all your worries behind. You know, they say stop thinking, but really, you know, the thoughts come in. I believe, like, when I meditate, I just see myself almost, you know, seeing the thoughts, hearing the thoughts, but letting them pass and deleting them pretty much. I act like I'm clearing my mind, the wind, a breeze is going through, and it takes imagination and visualization. I have an active imagination, but I see like a breeze, the Holy Spirit just going through my mind and clearing out all the clutter in my mind. I take a few seconds just to do that. And sometimes just meditating with others is also very beneficial. I'm going to go over some types of meditation, and then after I go over those, we're going to do a couple of types. And we're going to do, and there's no right or wrong. Do what works for you. Experiment to find out how it is best that you are quiet. We're going to do a couple of types. We're going to do a couple of combinations of type. But it's really about, first of all, just being still, being quiet, and taking time for you. Not thinking about the present. I mean, you can have this moment that you're in, that you're meditating, but don't think about the past or what you got to do in the future. It's taking the time for this moment. So there are different types of meditation. It's mindfulness meditation, which basically means that it's being present and letting your mind run and accept the thoughts that come, but then allowing them to pass through. And just sitting, or a seated meditation, where you just sit with your back upright. And, you know, sometimes people can do that for a long period of time. Transcendental meditation, that's the Eastern kind of thing, you know, where people see people sitting in a lotus position. And it's nothing wrong with that, you know, if that is your thing. And try to, sometimes they say mantras or different terms or whatever. Guided visualization. We're going to do a little bit of that, where you can either use scripture, you can say positive affirmations. It's where you kind of speak, like, you know, taking the mind and sitting on whatever your most peaceful place is. Mine's at the beach. Guided meditation would be, I'm sitting at the beach. I hear the breeze going. I'm taking a deep breath. I hear the sound of the ocean. And as I hear the sound of the ocean, it is washing away any thoughts that no longer serve me. That's the type of guided meditation. Then there's the heart rhythm meditation, where basically, like Tabitha just went through different types of breathing, where the heart rhythm meditation focuses on the beating of the heart and breathing. So it's really good. And so it's a rhythmic meditation, and it's balanced. And attention is focused on the heart center as a center of energetic systems. So it's doing all this. And by focusing on the breath, you make your breath powerful. And as you know, you can imagine yourself being loved and filled with love from God. And then these are more Christian meditations, you know, just meditating on a scripture. Like, be still and know that I am God. There's a meditation I do with that where I alleviate one word each time, but I'm concentrating on that scripture. So it says, be still and know that I am God. The next time I breathe, be still and know. Be still and be still. Be. And that's sort of like a scriptural meditation. Or you can just keep the scripture running through your mind. And then there is what I call soaking. And soaking is actually, to me, it's an adaptation of Christian meditation. Soaking is really like soaking in the presence and the love of God. And you have quiet music, whatever soothes you, you can have that going. You can lie, you can sit. But you quiet yourself and you allow, like, you're just a vessel and you're in this moment. They're soaking music. It's a type of music. You can look it up on the internet. It's called soaking music. Some of it is very prophetic. A lot of these artists, they go with the music, and the spirit gives them the sound, the voice, and everything in the music right as they're playing it. It's really awesome. But you actually see yourself soaking in the presence of God, allowing the glory and splendor of God to soak through your whole being. It is as if the Holy Spirit is hovering over you. And during times of soaking, you know, God's word can be revealed to you. It revitalizes your spirit. You hear God clearly. You get refreshed and restored. You can get direction during your soaking time. It can ease pain. If you're searching for answers to problems during your soaking time, you can be guided and hear in that way. And like I said, you can lie still. You can sit. Whatever, you just need to really be in a comfortable position and allow God to speak through you. So we're going to try at this point. I'm going to turn the music up a little bit here. And we're going to do about two or three different types of meditation. And like I said, there are no given rules or anything. It's really about being still, emptying or allowing whatever thoughts you have to pass, and really just getting that mind cluttered. That's one type. And then the type where you really need to hear from God. Well, to hear from God, you got to be quiet. So we're going to start with a prayerful meditation. This one, just as if you need to hear from God, and we're just starting these like practices. So I'm going to say a brief prayer, and we're only going to do this for a minute, and then I want you to be still and listen to what God is saying to you and write it down. So this is only going to take a minute or two. So we're going to do two types of prayer meditation. We're going to start with this one. We're going to actually take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath. Now we're going to pray. Father God, today as people go through these practices with us so we can learn to be in your presence and to hear your voice, I'm asking that whatever problem, whatever situation, if somebody needs answers today, Father God, through the Holy Spirit, we know that because we're seeking you right now, the answer will come. So now we're just going to be quiet for a few minutes and allow you to give us the answers we need. And now we'll just sit quietly for 1 or 2 minutes until you hear my voice again. Okay, the answer may come at this moment or it may come at a later time, but be open to receiving the answer from God. Our God hears us, and when you come to him with a sincere heart, he'll give you the answers. Now we're going to a healing meditation for those who may be dealing with illness or just for the general health and well-being of your body. So I'm going to say a healing prayer during this meditation, and then we'll end with me saying some healing affirmations as we quietly let the music play. And I'm beginning now. Taking a deep breath again. In the stillness of your presence, God, I feel your healing life flowing through me now, bringing peace to my mind and energy to my body. Enfolded in your powerful healing love, God, I experience health and wholeness in mind, body, and emotions. Thank you, God, for your healing life that surges throughout every cell of my entire being, strengthening me and restoring me to wholeness. To you, dear God, I release any concern about my health. I trust your healing love and your life-giving presence to renew me, to strengthen me. Dear God, I am open and receptive to your healing power. Your light and life energizes every cell of my being, and I am grateful. And here are some healing affirmations. With my heart open to you, Father, and your renewing love, I accept my healing now. Let's breathe in. Hold that thought. And breathe out. I am healthy and strong because I am one with God's healing, revitalizing presence. Let's breathe in and breathe out. I am created in the image of God, blessed with strength and wholeness. Breathe in and breathe out. The power of God sustains and blesses me with perfect health. The power of God sustains and blesses me with perfect health. Breathe in and release. And for this last affirmation, we're going to be breathing in the eternal presence of God to allow it to swirl through our body, cleansing our body of anything that is no longer needed for us, be it thoughts, actions. And when we breathe out, we're just breathing out all that we don't need. So this is the last affirmation. I have instant access to God's healing power within. I am whole and well in mind, body, and spirit. Let's breathe in his presence. Hold that. And when we breathe out, we're releasing everything that we do not need. And a lot of times you'll hear me and Tabitha say, and so it is. Because, you know, that settles that in your spirit. And so we're going to, that prayer ended with, and so it is.
It is.
So we have, one, gone through praying and then listening to God. And I know that was brief, but we're just giving you examples. You can do these later. Now, then we went to prayer for affirmation and a healing prayer. And now we are really going to be soaking, what we call, what I talked about, soaking in the presence of God. We are really going to go forth with doing that. I'm going to be playing some more quiet music here, kind of setting up the mood for soaking. And we're going to take a few minutes to soak. I want you to imagine, and really it's not even imagining, it's being, that now, at this moment, because God is in us, around us, through us, all about us, that you are in his presence. And the light of his glory enfolds and surrounds all about you. Take this time to just release by breathing, just sitting here, wherever God takes you. Use your imagination. Where is God? Let the Spirit take you where you need to be. We're going to take about 10 or 15 minutes and just imagine you're soaking in the glory, the light, and the presence of God. You're soaking in his glory. So we're going to let soft music play for a few minutes. Nothing is going to be said in these few minutes. We're just going to allow you to soak in the presence of God. God, just take us all into your presence right now. Lord, we just want you. We are like the deer panting for the water. We desire you. We are hungry for you. So in this very moment, let us just soak in your presence. And now, let's be quiet and soak in the presence of God. Okay, I'm turning down the music now. I give you a minute to come back to reality. Trust me, at the end of the program, if you want to do any of these exercises, they're really not exercises. I just call it being in the stillness of God, you know, your quiet time, your meditation time. Even with meditating on a scripture, what you do is allow that scripture just to keep saying it, and God will reveal different things to you. Like the scripture in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind. You know, just sitting and thinking on that scripture will come. The word is logos. You know, it'll come live in your spirit, and you'll get a better understanding of it. Well, it's the end of the program. Well, what did you think about everything, Tabitha? I thought that, I know it was some quiet moments, but I kind of felt like we gave some great tips for people to learn to do, to be still. What did you feel about the program?
I did, too. I think I wanted to thank you for that, because I was able to really get into it, and meditate. It was very helpful for me. You know, I'm glad that we've done this today, and I hope it has helped everyone else as well, because it really helped me today, and I thank you for that.
Well, this is the end of the program. I'm going to let this soft music continue, and if you need to, you can turn off the program and go on to your own minute of quiet time with God, meditating on the scripture. Incorporate the breathing techniques that Tabitha talked about earlier. Pneumo, breath, the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit into this time that you're having, this quiet time. Well, you know, be still and know that God is God, and He got this. And so during these times of quiet, you are letting Him have it. You're relieving your mind of all that mental clutter that we accumulate through the day. Well, this is the end of the program. We are so glad that you had time to be with us.
Yes.
Continue. Learn this. Do this. It's good for your health. It's good for your mind, your body, and your spirit. So continue to do this. So this is Soul in the City, where we inspire you to go higher and higher in the spirit. Be blessed. Have a good week. And we're going off playing that soft music, so you can take care. Have a good week.
Take care. Y'all too. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Fill us with your love. Thank you that you're our wonderful Heavenly Father. We're your children. We're covered in your fingerprints because you knit us together in our mummy's womb. And you cover us with your fingerprints. You made each one of us in your image. to look like you, carry your good looks all the days of our lives. We invite you to come and love on us. We love you. We give you our bodies, living sacrifices of worship. Jesus.